We're talking about heart rate variability today, which sounds incredibly technical, measuring beat-to-beat changes in heart rate. For our listeners who might be hearing this for the first time, how do we even conceptualize what HRV actually represents? Is it just a number, or does it tell us something deeper about our body's systems?
It tells us much more than just a number. It's a core index reflecting the dynamic balance and functional capacity of your entire autonomic nervous system, or ANS. Essentially, your heart rate isn't static, it's constantly adjusting to everything you are doing, thinking, and feeling. HRV is the mathematical measure of that continuous adjustment process.
Indeed. So if it reflects balance, does this mean that high variability is inherently good? And how far back does the scientific understanding of this concept go? Did people realize this link between heart rate variation and systemic health relatively recently?
Not at all. The foundation actually dates way back to 1847 with Carl Ludwig documenting respiratory sinus arrhythmia, or RSA. That was crucial because it established that interval variations are mediated by the nervous system. They aren't just mechanical hiccups. By the mid-20th century, this concept gained critical clinical validation, especially in fields like obstetric fetal monitoring, showing its value as a prognostic index.
And speaking of prognosis, you mentioned specific metrics like SDNN or RMSSD, and also different frequency bands, VLF, LF, HF. That sounds overwhelming. Could you break down what those components mean physiologically? How are they linked to the autonomic inputs?
Absolutely. The ANS is dual innervated by two main systems, the parasympathetic side, which uses acetylcholine to slow the heart and lengthen the intervals. This is often called vagal tone. And the sympathetic side, which releases norepinephrine to accelerate it. Each system contributes differently to the total variability we measure.
So when we talk about those frequency bands, are they trying to separate these two influences? Is there a specific mechanism that controls how fast our heart adjusts in response to stress or rest?
Exactly. The various metrics, time domain like RMSSD and frequency domain like HF, are attempts to quantify the contribution of different neural pathways. For instance, vagal modulation provides beat-to-beat resolution because acetylcholine hydrolyzes so quickly. Meanwhile, a key mechanism is the baroreflex, which generates those low-frequency oscillations, helping maintain blood pressure homeostasis by modulating both sympathetic and vagal outflow.
That brings up the idea of central control, the brain's involvement. I read about the Central Autonomic Network, or CAN. If HRV measures heart rhythm, how does it relate to areas in the prefrontal cortex? It sounds like we're connecting a physical measurement to high-level cognition.
That is precisely where modern research gets fascinating. The CAN integrates signals from key brain nodes, like the medial prefrontal cortex and anterior cingulate cortex. High resting HRV suggests that this entire network is functioning efficiently, providing strong top-down inhibitory control over subcortical threat circuits, like the amygdala. Think of it as a constant, subtle, calming influence being exerted by your executive functions onto your raw emotional reaction system.
So high HRV isn't just good for preventing heart attacks, it might be a marker of good mental regulation. How is that used practically in cognitive science? For example, if someone is trying to improve their focus or manage stress, how does the measurement guide them?
It serves as a portable, non-invasive surrogate. In terms of attention and executive function, we see clear correlations. Higher resting RMSSD HF-HRV often correlates positively with better performance in tasks like working memory and inhibition. Crucially, cognitive load itself causes measurable vagal withdrawal, a dip in HRV that tells us the system is being taxed.
I remember reading about mindfulness practices impacting HRV. Is it just a placebo effect, or does there seem to be a physiological mechanism at play when people use biofeedback?
It's far from trivial. Mindfulness and contemplative practices are hypothesized to genuinely improve interoception and top-down emotion regulation, which shifts the autonomic set point toward higher resting HRV. When using techniques like resonance frequency biofeedback protocols, you are acutely training that vagal break, that natural deceleration reflex linked to RSA amplitude.
Now, looking ahead to research frontiers, there seems to be a lot of debate about confounding variables. What is the biggest challenge right now in making sure that HRV data actually reflects cognitive state and isn't just reflecting something simpler?
The challenges are significant, mainly around confounding. One major hypothesis, respiratory confounding, suggests that simply measuring respiration rate might be driving most of what we observe as a cross-modal correspondence between HRV and brain activity. We must rigorously quantify if the unique features of HRV add genuine cognitive information beyond pure respiratory modulation or RSA phase components.
And are there better ways to measure it computationally? The source mentioned things like sample entropy or Bayesian models, which sound much more complicated than standard frequency analysis.
They are designed to address the limitations of older methods. Standard linear metrics can struggle because biological systems are non-stationary. They aren't predictable using simple rules. Advanced modeling, especially Bayesian generative state space models, adapts by estimating latent instantaneous heart rate and autonomic outflow, providing a much more accurate picture while also quantifying the uncertainty in our estimates.
So, if I were to summarize this whole deep dive for someone who needs one key takeaway, if they only remember one thing about HRV, what should it be?
The ultimate takeaway is that HRV is not just a measure of cardiac function, it is a sophisticated, real-time biomarker of the efficiency and flexibility of your entire internal control system. It tells you how well your body's automatic systems are managing stress and maintaining balance, allowing us to assess everything from emotional regulation to complex cognitive capacity in naturalistic settings.